When we read about Josheb, Eleazar, and Shema, the big three in 2 Samuel chapter 23, it's easy to be impressed by their battlefield resumes. One killed 800 men in a single encounter. Another one fought so long that his hand froze to the sword. And then another one stood his ground in a bean field when everyone else fled. These men were courageous, relentless, and they were impressive. But the writer of 2 Samuel doesn't let us stay there. Twice in verses 10 and 12, we are reminded that the Lord brought about a great victory. And this is no small detail. These mighty men didn't win because of sheer talent or muscle. They won because God had acted through them. These were God's victories granted through the courageous faith of His servants. And that's the point. It's not about the sword or the spear. It's about the faith that says, I will stand even when outnumbered because God is with me. Like David facing Goliath, the odds didn't matter. What mattered was trusting that the battle belonged to the Lord. And this is true for us too. When the enemy seems stronger, whether it's sin, fear, or temptation, we must remember God is still the one who wins the fight. Here are three ways that you can pray about this devotional today. Thank God that victory in your battles depends on Him and not necessarily you. Ask for faith like Eleazar and Josheb and Shema, who stood their ground when others ran. And pray for courage to fight the spiritual enemies God has already defeated in Christ. Here are two different peoples to pray for. Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family are missionaries in France, and the Portuguese LifeWord broadcast for the people of Portugal. And remember, true victory is not won by strength or skill, but by courageous faith in the God who saves.